Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and sorry for my absence, but it's been pretty hectic these days and have been able to knock out a podcast for you people. But today I'm going to do a small, short podcast on a study that came out recently, and it was performed by Nocera, Ackerman, and Barg. And this study was supported by the Sloan School of Management at MIT and by the National Institute of Mental Health. And it's an interesting little study that suggests that physical attributes of our environment affect our opinion. So it's not just what we see or what we hear, but literally what we physically feel. And this research was conducted by psychologists, as I said, from Harvard, MIT, and Yale. And they found that touch still remains a very significant sense, and we tend to ignore it. So what they did is they did a study, or several little studies, involving touch to see how they affected opinions. I'll give you the little studies they did. To test the effects of weight associated with evaluations and the seriousness and importance of decisions, they gave judges resumes on either a heavy clipboard or a very light clipboard, and they found out that the resumes on the heavy clipboard were found to be rated as higher than those on the kind of light clipboard. In terms of texture, they had subjects play with rough or smooth puzzle pieces before hearing a story about some kind of social interaction. And they found that those who played with the rough puzzle pieces were likely to describe the interaction in the story as uncoordinated and harsh. In a test of hardness, subjects either handled a soft blanket or a hard wooden block before being told an ambiguous story about a workplace interaction between a supervisor and an employee. And those who touched the block judged the employee as being more rigid and strict. In terms of another hardness experiment, they had subjects seated in either soft or hard chairs and engaging in mock haggling over a price of a new car. And they found that subjects who were in the hard chairs were less flexible and showed less movement. The subjects obviously in the softer chair were more flexible and more amenable to negotiation. So basically what these small studies say is that what we do with ourselves before making a decision may affect the decision. So if we're doing something harsh and hard, our decision may be harsh and hard. And if we're doing something with soft materials, we may be a softer reviewer or evaluator. What this also means is if you're a salesman, listen up. If your clients are sitting in harsh environments or tough, hard chairs, the odds are they're not going to be as amenable to buying as if they were in softer, more supportive environment. So not only should your environment be visually pleasing, but it should be physically pleasing as well. Keep this in mind. It's just another little psychological tidbit. Until next time, this is Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.